Well, welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball program, Coach Carlisle. Coach, talk about this past week, falling to Center Grove last week. Kind of take me through that game, how it progressed, and how you thought your team played against the Trojans.
To start, Center Grove played hard. I thought we came out and played hard. It's probably one of the better games they had as a team and as a group. From my standpoint, from the Giants standpoint, we played hard. I thought that for the better part of the season, when we play hard, we give that type of effort, then we usually come out on top. It was like a stretch in the third quarter where they got a 10-point lead. We had an unfortunate tech. I think it was we had the wrong number in the book. That's on the coaching staff to make sure we get that corrected. But then that whole little stretch, they went on a run and got a 10-point lead. And that was really the difference in the game.
Trace Jackson Davis had a couple dunks kind of there in the third and fourth quarter. Would you contribute that as to why Center Grove was able to pull away, just kind of the momentum swing, do you think, kind of went in Center Grove's favor in that game?
A lot of good things went in their way. I mean, we got some fouls. They hit some free throws. Trace got a couple good plays. Dunks, those are momentum plays. Only 2 points, but a huge swing in momentum in their favor. And then that tech, like I said, that tech, it came in an unfortunate time. We were in the game. They got those two dunks, and they got the free throws and the ball back, and that put them up 10. So, yeah, really, that was the difference in the game. For the most part, it was an evenly played and a highly contested match outside of that run.
And due to the weather last week, your Decatur Central matchup that was supposed to happen last Saturday, getting postponed until later in February. Mm-hmm. Coach, so you've had a whole week of preparation for the Carmel Greyhounds, yet another MIC opponent. And, mm-hmm. The MIC schedule, a schedule that really does not forgive throughout the year. Carmel was handed their first loss last Saturday to Brownsburg, a team mm-hmm. that you guys fell earlier by 3 at Brownsburg. So how has this week of preparation helped you for Carmel? And kind of take me through what has practice been like this week in preparation for the Greyhounds.
In preparation for a really good MIC school, MIC team, who's only lost one on the season, we've just been trying to get back to the basics, understanding that a lot of the reasons why we've been falling the 5 games that we've lost, most of it has been just purely effort and rebounding. So what we tried to do this week is just get back to understanding that we got to box out and secure the rebound to finish the play on the defensive end, and just to make sure that we're prepared for all the many sets they're going to run, and just being disciplined on defense.
Coach, and then you turn around Saturday night and you'll face Crispus Attucks, a mm-hmm. team where Ben Davis went it to Attucks last year and beat, but obviously this year kind of a different year, obviously different coaching, different players. So mm-hmm. what do you see out of Attucks this year? A very good 3A team.
Very good 3A team, top 5. They lost pretty badly last night against Cathedral, but it was to be expected. The style that Attucks plays with is a difficult style because they have a lot of guards that can cause you problems with penetration and shooting. They're a small team, and I think that Cathedral, they basically took advantage of their size that game. And if Attucks isn't consistently making jump shots, then they're not, they're not the same type of team that they could be. So we'll look to not to look past Carmel, but looking at Attucks, we'll look to kind of flex our muscles inside against them. That'll be our advantage. Guard wise, they're quick, and their best players, like, they just lost their best player. He went to prep school, but their next best player has a pretty good guard as well. So they have about 2 or 3 good guards, and they look to use that advantage on every team that they play against.
All right, Coach, hey, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Coach Carlisle in our weekly conversations with Carlisle. The boys basketball team will travel to Carmel on Friday night and then be back here at home against Attucks on Saturday night. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back at you next week.